Nolte, Bradley Whitford says Trump era is worst Handmaid's Tale episode ever. By John Nolte on March 27, 2025. Actor Bradley Whitford, one of the stars of The Handmaid's Tale, told a crowd at Paley Fest that the Trump era is putting America through the worst Handmaid's Tale episode ever. Because I have no idea what or who they are, gimme a sec to Google Paley Fest. Handmaid's Tale, and Bradley Whitford. Oh, okay. We'll file all three under stuff normal people don't care about. Anyway, here's what he said. I think at the core this is something really. It is very weird that this show began, started shooting, here we are, unthinkable things have happened. I make a dark joke that it's like the worst Handmaid's episode ever. Where June, Elizabeth Moss' character, is about to be executed and she turns to the camera and says, I heard they're really incompetent, right? We need to meet this moment. And June is a fundamental thing we have to remember in this moment. Which is, despair is a luxury that our children cannot afford. Racism is not going away, misogyny is not going to go away, religious harm is not going to go away. And I find something really inspiring for this moment about what is the core of June Osborne. What was the middle thing again? The whole point of Handmaid's Tale is a world where women are forced to carry and give birth to babies that are not their babies. Instead, the babies are the property of the ruling class. Other than same-sex couples who take advantage of women desperate for money, no one else is doing this that I'm aware of. Yeah, I think we just started out trying to make good television show and then along came our 45th president and went into a whole other world. Writer and producer Warren Littlefield added, we became more than a television show, we became a symbol of the resistance and a fight for human rights. As we try to continue to do a good television show and also feel the responsibility and the weight of what impact we have in the world. He added, and so, that is something that I don't ever think I've ever found in my lifetime, and I cherish it. It's an honor. I'm not Googling Warren Littlefield. Here President Trump is aggressively shrinking the size of the federal government, just as aggressively seeking world peace, and above all, he's returning control of institutions like education to the states. And these morons are screaming about fascism and dystopia. Do you want to know why people enjoy feeling oppressed? It's for the same reason people love to pretend they are offended. Because it's an easy way to feel superior over the one you are accusing of oppressing you. If you are oppressed, you automatically assume the moral high ground. Of course, if you can claim to be oppressed when you're not. That's the best of both worlds, you convince yourself you are morally superior when you are not oppressed at all. That's a win-win. I thought about watching Handmaid's Tale, but it sounds stupid. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.